On the line now, I have Madeline Ebbs. Good morning, Madeline.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm grand. Feeling very chilled, very relaxed. Looking forward to Christmas.
Well, that's great. Now, our listeners, we know you well. I've spoken to you many, many times. And you're heading towards retirement.
I'm actually almost there, John.
Yeah.
So it's with a bit of sadness and a bit of kind of, what would you say, joy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this new chapter of my life.
Okay, and are you going to relax, or are you going to take up something else? Or?
Well, it's God only knows. Do you know what, for the first time in my life, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. Wouldn't take rocket science to figure it out.
Well,
but
it's early retirement you're taking.
Well, with 3 grown-up kids and 7 grandchildren, you can do the very quick maths on that. Now, for the very first time in my life, I feel like I've no responsibility, bear that to my family. Don't have to worry about getting up in the mornings, and just it actually feels good.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's half the battle. The same as myself. You have 7 grandchildren, 3 grown-up children, 4 grown-up children, and 7 grandchildren. And 7 grandchildren. They're great, though, aren't they?
Well, unfortunately, with this whole COVID thing now, as you know, 2 of my kids live in Los Angeles and 5 of my grandsons, so it's difficult at the moment to try and get to see them. But please God, hopefully the new year, please God.
Yeah, well, I'm lucky. They all live near me, and we're allowed to have 3 households in to our household, so we'll have a full house Christmas night, hopefully.
Okay, so great. Well, we won't talk about COVID or any of that today.
We won't. I think the listeners are all sick of listening about that.
Absolutely.
Now, as I said, I've been talking to you now for years upon years, and thank you very much for all the interviews. It's been a pleasure. And I'm sure you've made lots and lots of friends along the way. I mean, I have indeed.
I'd like, first of all, John, to thank you for always being so supportive yourself and Near FM. Like, you're a great asset to the community. And you've always been great about promoting all our projects and stuff, so I just want to thank you. But loads of people have made terrific friends out there, as you know, and I've mentioned them many, many times on air. And first of all, I was the senior community officer for the North Central area. So to all the groups and individuals out there whom I've worked with, who I may have only spoken to over the phone, I just want to thank them all for engaging with us in the City Council for the betterment of their communities, and to say that my job wouldn't have been as successful or as enjoyable or rewarding without the input of all the people out there.
Yes, and you've introduced me to a few people in the community that I've interviewed, and I'm still interviewing them, the likes of Dean, for instance.
Absolutely.
Dean Russell, the boxing club, Glyn Boxing Club.
Dean Russell from the Kilmore Football Club, and Brian Foley from the Glyn Boxing Club are only 2 to mention, but a few. We also have wonderful people up in Derrindale like Susan French and Thomas Daly. They were brilliant at bringing the community forward. They gave us opportunities to engage in fantastic days, as you know. You remember the big self-pleasant match, the English Soapsters. So, as I say, all these things wouldn't have been doable without the input of people out there in the community. And also, my colleagues in the City Council, whom you know, I've mentioned, I've a great love for the guys in parks, especially. Going back to the days of when we started the Gateway team in Derrindale, Brian Dowling, and then Jerry Cusick and John McGuigan. So if you're ever down in the Stardust around Derrindale, anywhere in North Central, and you see the guys, they work extremely hard to keep the area looking as beautiful as it does. So shout out to the guys there in Park.
Yeah, that Gateway project, Derrindale Park and Stardust Park, was absolutely brilliant, and the change to that park is unbelievable.
I'm hoping all the nice things that happened in the area over the years continue to flourish. I felt we were at a great place, and a lot of the people and agencies I worked with feel we were in a great place just prior to COVID. And again, a shout out to the lads down in Coolock Garda Station, like Dan Creed and Brian Clune, Dave Burns and Louise Burns. They were all amazing. And their input was fantastic in the community. And we all kind of felt that we were on the cusp of something new just prior to COVID, which we're not talking about. But I'm hoping the city and our area can get back there.
Yeah. And you mentioned Darndale there, and I just go back there, because the fishing club that started up there, I had the lads in here, and it was a fantastic interview. It was great crack. You were here yourself.
Absolutely. They started the fishing club up there, and I know Spirit 17 up there on board with that. Again, the guys in parks, I mean, I used to see them getting in their wellies up to their waist, getting in to drain that pond, just so the guys could use it up there. So there's a lot of stuff goes on in the background, which people don't see, the input that's put in by the agencies and especially the City Council. I'm not just saying that because I've worked with them for 22 years, but there is a lot of work goes on in the background that people don't see.
Yeah, and it's good stuff that's going on. The places get bad press a lot, but luckily anytime we've talked about Darndale or Ballymun or places like that, it's always been the good things that are happening.
Well, I'm glad to say I've only ever seen all the good things and the goodness in people. And I don't think people realise when they send their kids, which we talked about before, John, out to a boxing club or a football club, they don't realise all the people there are volunteers. And they come out all year round, you know, to look after the kids. And so I feel all these clubs should get great support. I have to mention two councillors for North Central area in particular, who I found very easy to work with, and always found that they were ready to get stuck into any of the projects, and that's Alison Gillan, and she's Ned Lord Mayor, and John Lyons. You know, they were always a fantastic help to me in the area, so I have to say thank you to them in particular as well.
Yeah, and I talk to Alison and John a lot. They're always ready to come on the show and talk about you. It's usually development programs, the housing developments that we're talking about, but there's also good stuff out there as well.
Yeah, because I probably won't get an opportunity. I'm sure I'll meet up with a few of them. I want to keep a lot of people on as friends, but I appreciate this opportunity, John, to kind of thank everybody that I have worked with and everyone who came on board with all the projects. And we better not forget Dave Feeney down in Parnell, who made it possible for all those
variety shows
and Christmas dinner dances. And he was just brilliant as well, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, you're going to miss the stuff like that, I'd imagine, the dinner dances and variety shows, and not forgetting Spooktacular.
Down there in Marino Fairview, and the business association down there, Jimmy Bowler from Bram, of fantastic people. Terry Gaffney, who supplied all the music, and all the girls, the dancing, the singing. Declan Cahill, your own Declan Cahill there from Riverside Drama. God, the amount of people that came on board with all the projects over the years, as I say, just fantastic.
And you also done a lot of work with senior citizens as well.
Well, they were the heart. They were my learning curve coming into the City Council 22 years ago. I made the City Council my life, and my life was the City Council. I came into senior citizens force. Under my boss at the time was a guy called Richard Gray, and he put heart into the job, and I learned a lot of humility through him and through working with senior fit. So I suppose when I moved into community, I seen a long time ago that through technology and the world's moving on so fast, that I could see large cohort of people being left behind, and not intentionally, but they were being left behind. So over the years, as you know, I've tried to include them, not them, I'm an older person now, I've tried to include older people in every single project that we've done, from doing the shows, from doing the things in the park. They'd come along, they'd volunteer with Stuart, they'd help organise things. But I just feel the world is like on a speed train, and there's a lot of people just being just left behind, and it's all technology now. There's no human contact, and I fear for people going forward with the lack of human connect and contact.
Yeah, no, you've done great work over the years, and you've made an awful lot of people happy, and you'll be missed. And we mentioned the Stardust Park there. You also had the Stardust families in studio with me on anniversaries.
The who, John?
The Stardust families. Yeah, we're in here.
Oh, yes. I worked with Anthony Keegan on the memorials, which I was very humbled to be included, and we, as the City Council, supported a beautiful memorial tribute down in Butterley Park there for the 39th anniversary. And I mean it, we were very humbled to be a part of that, because that was that's something that I'll never forget. Because we walked with Charlie Bird, who has, you know, hit a hard place now in his life.
It's sad.
He's, my God, you know, absolutely delighted to meet him and talk to him. And he was so passionate, you know, about the whole Cerdas thing. And I absolutely feel delighted and humbled, as I say, that I got to meet him and walk with, you know, those people and those families who I hope someday will get some resolve.
Yeah, well, we'll keep following up on that one. We'll have them in whenever they want to come in, and we'll chat to them. Is there anything, any great memories that jump out at you, Madeleine? I know you've done lots of stuff over the years. Is there anything in particular?
I suppose the Gateway scheme in Durndale, suppose, was one of the, I don't know, I just hope it's a legacy that's going to, you know, keep going. The people we employed from the locality up there, I have to say, were some of the nicest people I ever met. They were such hard workers. They were so committed to what they were doing. Mick Walsh is one of them in particular, lovely, lovely man. And we turned that park from a no-go area into the aesthetic, beautiful space that it is now. That would be, I'd have to say, I love doing that, and I love the variety shows every year, because when I came into Community Forces with Catherine and Brophy and Kira Mahaly, and we used to go around all the different clubs, singing clubs, dancing clubs, looking for acts to put on the variety show, and we put that on specifically so the older people could come, no charge, nobody was paid to do this show, nobody paid in. So it was like we were recycling everybody in the community to be together, and there was terrific network built up from that, absolutely terrific network. So the variety shows, the Gateway, and the Stardust Walk, that's another good one that's still going. And again, anybody that's listening out there that wants to meet wonderful people and make wonderful friends, the Stardust Walk every Tuesday morning at 9:30 on the Stardust Park. I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, and the Gateway projects, people volunteered, and then they were put on CE schemes, and eventually they were employed, so that was another great thing.
Yeah, some people went on to gain full-time employment. And so again, I suppose I have to thank like my own seniors and bosses in the City Council who gave me the freedom to run with these projects. And I've been very lucky, as I say. My first boss was a guy called Richard Gray, who I absolutely, I hope I inherited his humanity from all the things he taught me. Then the late Jim Lee, absolutely lovely, lovely person. And then I have to give a shout out to my current, or my last boss, Derek Farrell, again, a gentleman, and who gave me complete and utter freedom to walk away on the project. So I suppose I've been very lucky over the 22 years that I made the job my own, and I made some of the best friends and will have some of the best memories of my life going forward.
Yeah, well, you're going to be Miss Big Time, Madeleine, and we'll talk again, maybe not on the radio, but so once again.
Oh, God, yeah, we're down for a couple now in the new year, John.
Definitely, yeah. And, you know, once again, thanks very much for all the interviews you gave me and all the introductions you gave to me.
No, not at all. And I'm here, and I'm keeping my phone number, so I'm here if anybody wants to give me a show. And can I just say Frank and Rosemary Derby as well, who were involved in the Kilmore football going years back. I think you met Frank, you may have met Rosemary as well.
I did, yeah.
And then Dean then came in after them, and as I said, there's so many people I just don't want to kind of leave out. But I'll leave you on this, just to remember that the only gifts you can take with you when you leave this world are the ones you gave. So I hope I gave a lot of those.
Oh, you did indeed, you did indeed. Anything you'd like to add, Madeleine?
No, just again, thank you, John. You've been a great friend. Loved your chat on the radio, on and off air. And I'm saying it publicly so you can hold me to it. I owe you tea in the new year. I to have tea and coffee with loads of people in the new year, I'll be all teed out. But
you'll be busy for the year.
Being, thanks for being part of the great memories, you know. And I'm sure I'd probably have a complete nervous breakdown when I realise after Christmas, you know, that oh my God, I'm not going to work anymore, you know. The City Council has been a huge part of my life. Yeah. But
oh well, you've left left a lot of good things there, you know, legacy, and as I say, you'll be missed, but we'll be in touch. A lot of the people you made friends with, you'll meet again.
Absolutely.
And talk to.
Absolutely. Well, lovely again chatting to you, John, and happy Christmas to anybody that's listening out there this morning. Susan and Pat Malone down in Donegal. Deirdre Smith over in the NCU, if I left anyone out. But happy Christmas to everybody I've ever worked with, and thank you for the memories. Thank you.
Okay, Madeline, thanks very much. And as I say, we'll have a cup of coffee or something in the new year.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Madeline.
Have a good
it's been
one.
A pleasure.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.